Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from James. This is the third and final video I'm putting together for him. Recently I came across someone asking the question, when a woman commits a crime, for example, when she ends a man or falsely accuses him, why do women directly think that this woman is not guilty, and that the man is guilty? Well, my answer is for the same reason that women attack innocent men and claim that they're guilty for the crimes that all other men committed. You have to understand the difference between both male and female nature. If you criticize women in general in front of an individual woman, she takes that as a personal attack. And to her, there's no difference between general male or female behavior and individual male or female behavior. The individual man is one cell in the organism known as the patriarchy, and the individual woman is one cell in the organism known as the female collective. When women see someone like Amber Heard found guilty in a court of law, and then forced to take accountability for her actions, they feel as though they themselves are guilty and responsible for her actions. So they get defensive, and the hamster inside their head starts to spin yarns, like it wasn't Amber's fault. They might say things like she only did it because of how she was mistreated. Basically, a woman can't take individual accountability, and she can't accept that other women she doesn't even know take accountability either. It's also about collective power as opposed to individual power. Men evolved as individuals because we had to in order to compete with each other for women. There's nothing collective about it. Sure, we came together when there was a war or dispute with the neighboring tribe, maybe even a hunt back in the prehistoric days. But our preferred state is individualism. Even male friends, from my experience, compete on a subconscious level both financially or sexually. Women had to evolve to work together and defend each other because for most of history, multiple wives would typically live under the same roof, serving the same man and sharing child-rearing responsibilities with other women. If the man criticized one of the women, then the others would come to her aid as a collective, because they could be the next one to be criticized or attacked by that man. Most men that ever lived also never reproduced. Women not only hold all men accountable for all the actions of men that are alive today, but they also hold all men living or deceased accountable for all the actions of other men throughout history. Female in-group preference is genetic, and it's an instinct, and it takes a very rare woman, usually extremely introverted and autistic, to not come under its effects. It's crazy when I've told women before that I discuss female nature for a living without giving away my identity, and of course they immediately shriek out in pain. You hate all women. That's their first response. So I change my approach over the years and simply say, I encourage men to stay single and work on their own lives instead of making relationships their priority. They love this, because they see it as me improving the male collective by getting guys to work on themselves to make themselves juicier targets for women down the line. I just leave the part about encouraging not getting married while working on yourself out of it, because that offends them, because once again, they immediately instinctively think that I hate all women for some reason, because they see male effort, attention, and resources as their property, and that they have a right to it. And if you free one man from having to give all those things to all women, then the individual woman feels like you're about to take the food out of her mouth and throw her out to the wolves. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to even nice guys are guilty for the crimes of the bad boys in the eyes of women, while a bad boys can do no wrong clown world show. You can't reason with women when they see the world through gender-tinted glasses and a herd mentality. An Amber Heard mentality, ironically. Also, guilty women expose the darker parts of female nature, so the female collective tries to defend them, and if that fails, and their shame is too great, then they simply cut them out of their social circles. I think that's what happened to some extent to Amber Heard. She left to live in Spain because I'm pretty sure that even the women in her own life didn't want anything to do with her, because she exposed too much of the dirty work of that female collective. How can society believe all women when they have proof that one woman lied in court? Simple. Simply sweep her under the Spanish rug and pretend like it doesn't happen. The collective is willing to throw the individual cooch under the bus to protect itself. This is one of the reasons I feel like most women are simply NPCs, because they give out the exact same response when asked a question or presented with a certain set of information. That's one of the reasons I ended up with a nerdy girl in the late 90s, before female chameleons stole geek and gamer culture. Or why I ended up with a quiet woman 5 years later, when I was surrounded by nothing but loudmouths with bad attitudes. But under those relatively non-NPC and seemingly unique identities, the same motives were there to control and use me. It's fine to get used by a woman if you allow it to happen to you consciously. But it's the sneaky women that pretend to be everything a man ever wanted that really take you for a ride. As for women defending guilty women, it's also about preserving the reputation of women as a social group. Why do you think the newspapers say that female teachers only slept with their students instead of using the R word that rhymes with grapes? They don't want men to think that they do that to guys because then it would destroy the feminist argument of rape culture. It seems to me that the real rape culture is on the woman's side, and they're just projecting their own behaviors and beliefs onto men. But of course they don't want us to know that, so their goons working at the Gazette make sure that the headlines don't say anything too incriminating, because then it might upset men. But more importantly, it'll certainly upset women, and they'll stop reading their rag, so that's why the titles of articles omit that word that's offensive and incriminating to women. Men can't have an open and honest dialogue because if a man writes an article about this, he will lose his job at the newspaper. Or if a guy says this using his real name on YouTube, then it'll cost him his family and friend connections. I should know because telling a few friends about this channel actually cost me those friends. Friends that were open to the idea that aliens and multidimensional beings exist. But they could never believe that their female partner was part of the female cooch collective that was using love, shame, and guilt to control them. They could take the alien pill, but they couldn't take the female red pill. That just shows you how close-minded many guys are, especially when they're in relationships. It was the same response I got when I tried to orange people with regards to Bitcoin. I was close-minded too at one point and kept thinking it was a total scam because I hadn't done my homework yet. We get defensive about new information and ideas in our reality because we're so comfortable in the existing ones. And anything that would shatter that mental safety must be opposed and vehemently attacked. For women, that accountability pill is one they can never swallow, or trying to be individual-minded because it's not in their genes. There is no red pill for female nature, with regards to women. I think that's about all I got to say on the topic. The last thing I want to bring up is the recent run-up in Bitcoin. I'm scripting this with the price around $63,000, but the buying continues with over $500 million being bought up by the Bitcoin ETFs each and every single day. At this rate in the next few months, there might not be any supply left on exchanges, so the price will have to rise exponentially to entice long-term holders to part with their Bitcoin. We could see what is known as a gone candle, with the price rising $10,000 in a single day. We almost got there on February 28th, when the price went up $7,000 in a day. Or crazier still, if government started buying, then we could see what is known as the Omega candle, with the price rising $100,000 in a single day. The ETFs are buying 10 to 12,000 Bitcoin a day, and there are only 900 that are being created each day. And that drops to 450 in the middle of April. Plus, there's only enough supply of liquid Bitcoin at these prices on exchanges until at most somewhere in early summer. The ETFs have basically broken all the traditional technical analysis tools, and we might be going into something known as a supercycle, where it reaches 1 million a coin by the end of this year or the middle of next year. It sounds absolutely crazy, but the institutional buyers are here, and Bitcoin is a $1.25 trillion asset, while gold is around 10 times that, and the total market cap of the world is around $1,000 trillion. So it's possible that Bitcoin surpasses gold's cap in the next year or two. I was first getting into it at around 10 to 15,000. Invention MGTOW, rest his soul, was basically giving it away for free to me at 300 bucks. And I was like, this is a scam. Critics will say that Bitcoin isn't limited in supply because people can just create more cryptocurrencies out of thin air like they have. That's like saying that the US dollar will lose all its value and is a scam because Canada, Australia, and other countries also have their own dollars. But just like the US dollar is the king of fiat, Bitcoin is the king of crypto. If you have some and it goes to a million, make sure women don't know about it. They'll want to get their virtual paws on it. When I release this, it actually could be 50,000 or it could be closer to 80,000. No one knows. Not financial advice, but over time, it's been going up and to the right. But enough of my Bitcoin infomercials. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this third topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash you over the head with a purse full of rocks. if you generalize about certain things that women tend to do. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it will rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that have taken many different pills in life, but somehow won't take the red pill about female nature away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.